All right, as far as injuries, no real update on the injury department. Same as last night, no serious injuries, and we'll update you Wednesday.
Only because it's my duty. Are you concerned at all about Willis, given you didn't?
My bad answer too is I'm concerned with all of them, but we'll just evaluate them. Time heals, and we'll see where he is Wednesday.
How come he didn't go back in?
I think he did go back in.
Third quarter.
Yeah, but he did go back in.
Not in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, we were kind of doing something else in the fourth quarter. Called catch up. Unfortunately.
What do you make of the AFC West right now? With San Diego has a pretty convincing win last night.
Mm-hmm. They're a good football team.
Oakland's only a game back. What do you make of kind of this AFC West race with two games to play?
Well, I've competed in the NFC East for a lot of years, and it was pretty much a battle every year, and that's kind of how I see the AFC West.
So is that, knowing that it's a very competitive race, playoff things on the line, is that something you can use to motivate the guys the day after a loss?
Yeah, I think the unique thing this week, even my time here today, we're on a short week, so this is our equivalence of a in-season Tuesday, which is normally our game plan day. At the end of the day, they're all good. This team we're playing this week is very capable, and our guys understand that we control our own destiny, and we'll see how we do.
Coach, I know without getting specific on Willis's injuries, but I mean, he's had a bunch of injuries over the last several weeks.
It's a tough game.
Earlier. Yeah. I mean, do you attribute that just to regular wear and tear? I mean, he hasn't had this kind of workload in several years, and he's a 30-year-old running back. Does any of that factor in, do you think, or is it just, football injury, football?
Well, I think, it's a tough game, and it's one of the more demanding positions as far as hits on your body, and, that's a normal kind of attrition of playing that position. And I think he's done an outstanding job. I don't know where he ranks, but it's up there, and it takes its toll.
How much of a Tebow's fumble was he going to pitch, and the guy got him?
Well, he was in between. That was one of the options. Obviously, one of the options when the guy is fast at you is to hand it off. But that's no different than a fumble on a drop back pass. The design of it is to get back there and have time to pass. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
John, on that play, is Clady supposed to get the end, or is he supposed to go to the second level?
No, it was executed well other than the result.
John, short week, how much of a burden is that, and does it give a real advantage to the home team?
I think that's why they call it home and away. You're supposed to like home better, but it's different for everybody. And,
More of an advantage for the home team, though, and since we're going to travel in a short week?
No, I mean, we've had it on the schedule for a while, so we know about it, and we just got to make do with it.
Can you talk about just how the prep has changed for this week, and how much have you done in advance, with the, you said today's kind of the game planning day?
Right. Everybody's operating on a short week, so but we've done it before. From a Sunday to a Thursday is about as short as you get. So, you just try to make the work the schedule. We've had our coaching and player schedule for some time, and, we just don't have an extra day. We're using today as Tuesday. It's the same schedule for the players. They're off. And then, not to be confusing, but Tuesday will be Wednesday. Wednesday will be Thursday. And Thursday will be Friday.
Did you do advanced work prior to the week, weekend on the Bills?
That possibility.
Coach, heard a lot of guys when they were leaving the field or when they were leaving the locker room talking about can't let this get this team off track, discussing that amongst themselves. What did you sense the move from the team?
Just immediately after the game, obviously disappointment. I didn't think we played as well as we're capable of, and I think, our opponent had a little bit to do with it. But, in this league, you got to have a short memory, and we got to forget about it and get on to Buffalo. And, we've said that for, after every game, win or lose, move on. And that's, we've had a pretty resilient group, and I think that won't be a problem moving forward.
What about the mistakes disappointed you the most? What caught you by surprise?
You know, really, I can't say anything caught me by surprise. You know, we didn't execute as well as we needed to in some areas. And, you know, we didn't obviously coach it well enough. We didn't execute it well enough on the field. And like all mistakes, first of all, you admit them. Second of all, you got to fix them, and then you try not to let them happen again. So that's the approach we'll take.
Was Carter supposed to double down on Welker on the Ocho Cinco touchdown, or was he supposed to support Goodman?
I'm not going to really get into a lot of, how would you want to say, the intricacies, but we didn't execute as well as we needed to against a very good football team.
How close was Dawkins to playing?
You know, not close enough.
After the game, Champ, in particular, was kind of perturbed a little bit. He said, you know, Dawkins is a veteran. He helps us communication-wise. But even so, we shouldn't have had the kinds of breakdowns that we had. How much do you think his absence impacted? I mean, I know you're going against a great quarterback and offense that had something to do with it. But how much do you think that impacted some of the breakdowns?
I mean, it affected the game, there's no doubt. But, you know, again, we've had a next man up philosophy around here the whole season. You know, and I don't care who it is, what position, next man up, and he's got to get it done. And we, as a football team, did not do that well enough.
How would you say Raheem did? I mean, he's had such an up and down year. How do you kind of keep him?
You know, I'm not going to get into the personal evaluations of players. You know, it's kind of private. I'm sure you get an evaluation. You may not want that out there.
You've given me an evaluation, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. Just got to keep you on your toes.
It wasn't always good, but you didn't keep it private. No.
Did they do anything specifically on Von Miller at all? I mean, what did you see out of him? I mean, sometimes they shut him down a little bit.
Yeah, they're a good football team, and they practice and get paid, too.
Does it feel like Christmas week?
I've been doing this a long time. I'm not sure it's ever felt like Christmas week, but I usually dial it up pretty good on Christmas.
What do you think you're going to learn about your team this week?
I'm getting to learn about them every week, you know, so, we'll get back to work tomorrow. I'll see them, some of them for the first time since the last game, and just like it was last week, the week before that, and the week before that, so... I'm sure it'll be a learning experience.
What do you say to the guys this week as playoff scenarios and situations become that much more part of the conversation? How do you kind of maintain that message to control your own destiny?
Well, we just need to focus on the next game, the next step, the next day's preparation. The minute you start thinking about other stuff, you're not focused on what you should be doing, and that'll be the same approach tomorrow as it's been, since August.
Does that get more difficult as with the team that's been kind of riding this high and as it gets closer to the end? I mean, do you worry about that at all, or these guys have been through it?
No, I mean, there's not too many of us that go around undefeated. And, you deal with a loss, and it's like dealing with a win. Sometimes the wins become harder to deal with than the losses. So, we'll go about our work just like normal.
Demaryius has had quite a run here in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. Are you impressed with the way, even when he was hurt, that he was able to kind of keep his nose in the playbook and be able to do what he's done now as if he didn't miss any time?
Yeah, I mean, I've been real impressed with him. We've got a young receiving core. I mean, Eric Decker, same thing with Demaryius. We got a young quarterback. So they're all improving, and they all have talent. And, that's what you need to do in this league is improve week to week. And I like their development, and we need to continue with this week.
In this defeat, it looked like Tebow hit a few more of those NFL-caliber passes that, the people talk about that he has to hit. was that a encouraging aspect of this game, the way some of the passes he hit?
Well, no doubt, I think that was a positive. I thought, we came out of the blocks a little faster. I thought that was a positive, there's positives and negatives about every game, and not just the losses. But there were a lot of positives. We just came up a little bit short, and we have to start over.
Your belief in running the ball, is it for weekends like this? You don't know what kind of weather you're going to get there.
Yeah, I think weather can be a factor in any game. you know, I don't know what the weather is going to be Saturday. You know, I've been to Buffalo a couple times. It's been nice, and it's been not so nice.
What is the weather supposed to be Saturday? 40s. 40s?
Some people would come to Denver yesterday and thought it might not be as nice. It was a beautiful day.
Is there stuff you can take from the preseason game against Buffalo? Have you done that before? You played a team in the preseason and then again?
Yeah, there's some things that, you know, verbally, you know, people use, but it works both ways. You know, they were listening to us too. But it's been a while. And you know, we'll take from it what we can, and I'm sure they'll do the same.
Is Quan Cosby still your returner?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since the game, so.